Yo, 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 and a rum bottle, everybody. It's your boy Kyle, and welcome back to... I had a thing that it wasn't good at all. Why did I do that? Bames is here, too.
There's no place to hide as I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom, Kyle.
Did you finish that sentence inside of a cup?
Yeah, I actually did.
Yeah, I could tell by the acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for like 5 years, Bames. I know my acoustics. I know
my
audio.
Acoustic foam.
I
have cups all over the walls.
You're supposed to use acoustic foam, Bames, to deaden like effects, like reverb and stuff. You're not supposed to use it to enhance.
No, I want a soundboard so I can make myself sound like a ghost. So I just have a cup.
Do you remember that one time when Orion still liked me and I was doing those voices that made me cry? And he pretended to be like a guy at a drive-thru and he used a beer can to like make himself sound more like a guy at a drive-thru?
I remember when he made himself sound like a guy at a drive-thru, but I don't remember that element.
Maybe he didn't explain that that's what he did, but that is what he did. He held a can up to his mouth.
What a smarty pants.
Yeah, he was pretty clever. It's too bad.
It's a shame that he hates you.
He's dead to me.
Uh-huh. He's dead.
I'm rewriting history. I broke up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Orion, I've had enough of your shenanigans. Every time I do something horrible, you just don't like it. And that's not cool, man. I don't appreciate that at all. So I'm cutting you out of my life so that when I do horrible things, no one can call me out for them. And it's worked out so far.
Mm-hmm.
I murdered a whole family last week and nobody said a word about it.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody. But still.
Yeah, you'd think somebody would find out.
It did feel a little hollow, though, because, like, you know, it's like, what's the point of killing a whole family if you can't tell anybody about it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the whole reason to kill a whole family is to brag about it.
Yeah, to get popular.
Yeah. And they weren't even minorities because I was afraid of being, you know, thought of as racist. It mm-hmm. They were, like, rich white people. And they were all straight. Yeah. No gays.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all men.
They were all cis hats.
They were all straight white men, but it was a whole, like, two dads and two sons. It was like that that TV show, My Two Dads.
Mm-hmm. And My Two Sons.
Mm-hmm. Those guys.
Family of dads.
Those two dads. What if there was like a whole family, that, like four people, but they were all just dads? There were no kids.
Wait, there's this show called The Birthday Boys.
Is that what it's about?
There's a bit where they're talking about like anybody can be a family. A boy and his dog. You know, a single mother and her son. 11 dads.
Oh, well, I'm sad that we didn't think of it first, but I still like the idea a lot.
Yeah, that's a good joke. It's so good.
Just several dads living together as a family. They all have the same last name.
They all look the same, too.
Yeah. Oh, they all have mustaches, I think.
They all make dad jokes.
Yeah.
One of them says, I'm hungry. And they all say, hi, hungry, I'm dad.
Oh, man. Dad jokes. Bames, I feel like you are kind of an honorary dad.
Really?
Yeah, like you don't make a lot of dad jokes in that sense, but you seem to kind of appreciate a dad's sense of fashion and humor and...
Fashion?
Yeah, like pizza shirts. Like a dad would think that was cool.
I mean, I appreciate my dad's sense of fashion and humor because it's the same as mine.
Yeah, and yours is,
by
proxy, yours is the same as dad's in general.
I didn't know my dad was all that.
Your dad is not a special snowflake. He is a representative sample of the dad population.
But my dad is a snowman.
Well, yeah. It's Jack Frost.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that movie?
You ever seen Frozen? Dad.
Your dad is like an ice princess? I haven't seen Frozen.
Yeah.
But that's cool, though. Like, I'm I'm glad that your dad is out as an ice princess.
Mm-hmm. I have 10 of them.
10 ice princess dads?
Yeah.
Or just 10 different dads who are all different kinds of Disney princesses?
No, just all ice.
You don't have like a mermaid dad?
I live in Minnesota, Kyle.
You could have a mermaid dad that's like a long distance dad.
I was thinking about that, and that's actually like a, I guess, a thing. Like, I mean, my
like
dad,
a long like distance
dad's
dad
in the Navy or something.
Sure. Or I mean, like your parents split up, and like your dad lives in a different state or whatever.
But I love the idea of like people meeting over Skype and being. Like,
yeah. Would you? I mean, this may seem a little forward, but I was thinking maybe you might want to be my dad.
And then they like dad cyber and stuff. You phone dad.
Yeah, like occasionally you get scolded. Mm-hmm. But mostly like dad just lets you do what you want. And like you both complain about mom, but over Skype and you've never met in person.
Yeah, you don't. There's no mom.
Well, yeah, I guess there's no mom at all in the picture. This is just a kid that lives all by themselves.
Yeah.
Have they always lived by themselves?
Yeah.
That, I guess that could be a family, like a family of just like sons.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of sons. Dads are funnier though.
Yeah.
What is it about dads that's so funny? Because like a family of all moms is kind of funny, but a family of all dads is funnier.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, I mean, my mom is like kind of funny, like in her way, but my dad is like a trickster.
Wow, that's sexist.
The kind of guy who would just, you know, walk into a room just to say a joke and then leave.
You saying moms can't play pranks?
I'm saying my mom can't.
One time my mom glued mousetraps into the inside of all of my boxers.
My dad once baked a banana peel into my birthday cake and ruined it.
My mom once baked a file and a map to our house into a cake and sent it to a serial killer in prison.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then I got serial killed. I got serial killed. She's pretty harsh. She's a bad prankster.
Yeah.
That mom of mine. Well, Bames.
Yeah?
How are things with you this week?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You know? I forget what I actually did this week. One of the things I was thinking of bringing up on the show, because it's like small, is that as of Sunday, I believe on Sunday, the Slim Shady LP will have been up for like 15 years.
Oh, that's evil.
Uh-huh.
I don't like complaining about it because it's so like cliche and gross, but I really don't like feeling old.
Yeah.
Don't like it at all. Oh, cool. Luxter came into the chat and tried to get everybody to leave and go crash Zipperfish. And that doesn't mean anything to anybody who doesn't know anything about Zipperfish or Nobody Likes Onions, but basically a listener from another podcast just came in and tried to get us to go be their personal army in somebody else's mm-hmm. chat for a pod crash.
They're child soldiers.
Yep.
So yeah, February 23rd, 1999.
That's when the Slim Shady Man.
Yeah.
LP stands for a long play.
I think. I've never really known.
I've never understood those record terms. There's LPs and there's EPs. EPs is extended play, I think, and LPs is long play. And I don't know which one is actually longer than the other. And I don't know what they actually mean. Does it indicate how many tracks are on the record?
Maybe. I know you can fit a lot of tracks on a record for some reason.
Oh, bang.
It's just because it's bigger.
And they have two sides, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been so long since I've used a record.
Yeah.
Bames, do you know, is it normal for rapsters to refer to individual songs as records?
I don't know.
Because I know Eminem does it. Like, shortly after the Marshall Mathers LP 2 album came out, I watched an interview with him and some British guy. And throughout the interview, he kept talking about records, but he was talking about individual songs. And he wasn't talking about, like, singles that were released as singles, you know, on their own CD or whatever. He was just talking about songs. He said when we recorded that record, he kept doing it and it just made him sound retarded.
Yeah, I know like lines where he brings up the word record. Like
I always thought he meant album.
I thought he meant album. Like told my mom I grew up to be a famous rapper, make a record about doing drugs and name it after.
Yeah, but I think that's he funny. Meant a song. Make a song about doing drugs and name it after.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Which I guess in a way makes more sense because I don't think any of his albums are named after his mom, are they?
No. But are any of his songs named after his mom?
There are songs about his mom, but I don't know if there are any named after his mom.
Yeah. So whatever, he's a liar and a damn fool.
Apparently people in that Zipperfish chat were talking about how great my show is.
Really?
Yeah. They must not listen to it that often, but it's nice of them.
Yeah.
Kyle, Eminem is kind of dumb. Eminem is weird. Like, he's so good at his rapping, mm-hmm. and he's such a, like, I've seen him
he's be... He's a weirdo.
I've seen him be kind of, like, clever and quick, not rapping, you know, just talking, but more often than that, he comes across as kind of slow.
Yeah. Also, he's like a Luddite.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that even comes across in his albums. That, but that yeah,
he has a whole song about that. Now.
Yeah. Well, Ems, so you realized that the which one was it? The Slim Shady LP came out 15 years ago.
Yep, as of February 23rd.
That's ridiculous.
Uh huh. I just noticed it. Also, I'm looking up on Wikipedia right now, and the genre is listed as horrorcore.
That doesn't sound right.
Which I always thought it was rap music.
I guess he uses horror-type imagery sometimes in his songs, but I would never have called it horrorcore. Plus, I don't think this is strictly true, but whenever I hear core, I think of some kind of screamy metal. Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently the originators of horrorcore were the Ghetto Boys, the guys who made that song... That damn it feels good to be a gangsta.
Oh, wow. I'm an honorary nig. Non sequitur. I'm an honorary nig. Just thought you should know. well, Bames, you know what I did this week?
Mm-hmm.
I played a melon game about melon animals. Mm-hmm. I got a tweet from M the other day, just kind of. Out of the blue, it was a link to a Tumblr page that was full of RPG Maker games. And I was like, Em, what's the deal with these games? Do you want me to play these games? And she's like, I don't know. I was retweeting it for the games. So I assumed she wanted me to play these games. So I picked one from the list. And it was, I forget what it was called, but it had Melon in the name. Maybe Melon Quest. I don't know. I just kept calling it Melon Game. And I played it. And it was pretty good, Bames. It had kind of Game Boy-y graphics. It was all kind of different shades of green. And it was full of weird animals. There was a ghost named Ham Ghost that was like the ghost of a pig. Yeah. And he looked kind of like a pig covered in a sheet with holes in for his eyes. And he had a house from like when he was alive. And you go into his house and you examine his bed and the pillowcase is missing. And then eventually you like resolve Ham Ghost's unfinished business and he goes off to Ham Heaven and he leaves behind his pillowcase with two eye holes cut out. So that's why his pillow was missing a pillowcase because he was wearing it because he was a ghost. It was full of little stuff like that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. All your tweets about it sounded just adorable.
Yeah. I forget a lot of it. I know I stole batteries from like a bear named, uh-huh. I think named Matthew. Yeah. What else did I do? I met some hedgehogs. I had to trade some, I got some hog bucks, I think, from some hedgehogs. And then I had to trade that at the bank for ham bucks so I could pay some pigs.
Yeah. He met a guy named Brazil Nut who had a picture of a hot dog on his wall, which I'd like one of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you would. What is it with you in like food kitsch?
I don't know. Just a picture of a hot dog is kind of funny.
I feel like if someone offered you one for free, you would totally take a hot dog costume and wear it on occasion, leisurely.
Maybe.
I was trying to find my Melon Game tweets. Well, I reviewed it at the end. I said Melon Game review, full of weird animals, pretty short, pretty cute. Radical dude face out of 10. But before that, I was live tweeting the game. I said, guys, M has me playing a melon game. And then I linked to it. And I said, I just met the Kitten King. Oh, the Kitten King, Bames.
Mm.
That Kitten King. One of the first things. Okay, the game starts out. You're in the woods camping with a buddy. And your buddy, there's a horrible storm. And your buddy goes out to get firewood or something. And then they're lost. You can't find them again. And the storm ends and you go into town to try to see, like, if you can find them. That's kind of the point of the game. And when one of the first things you find when you go into the town is this little castle with the Kitten King inside. And the Kitten King is so racist.
Really?
He hates anyone who isn't a kitten. And you're not a kitten. You're like a rabbit person or something.
Wow.
And he has these guards blocking this doorway that goes to like where his daughter, the kitten princess, is. And so you can't go in there. So you just go to talk to the Kitten King. And he's like, yeah, you're not a kitten. So buzz off, nigga. So you have to leave. The Kitten King's a real racist. But later you get past them. Then I stole some batteries from Matthew. He even had... Dude fucking loves batteries. He even keeps them in his bed. Again, if you like examine his bed, it's like, there are batteries in here too. You steal the batteries out of his like nightstand.
He had a chair with basketball written on it. I'd like what that...
That was a different bear. But yeah, he that was the bear who saves everything. You go into his house, he's like a hoarder. And he's got all kinds of shit all over his house. Including a tombstone.
Wow.
But because he's the bear who saves everything, he also saves your game. That's where you go to save your game.
Oh, that's clever.
And he had a dusty chair with basketball written on it, like somebody had written basketball in the dust. Then I met a guy named Brazil Nut, who informed me of the number of teeth he has. I think he said, like, I got 10 teeth in this mouth. Nice. Then I met the ghost of a ham in the Grapevine graveyard. His name is Ham Ghost.
Said they were thinking about small bugs and long socks.
Yep, that was a hedgehog. Yep. And I eventually found a use for Matthew's batteries. I met a pop star who was playing music, he wanted to play music in like the town square, but he couldn't. He needed batteries to power his like amp or his PA or whatever. So I gave him Matthew's batteries, and then he sang a song about ice cream.
Nice.
Then I went to the bank and exchanged my ham bucks for hog bucks. I think I had it backwards before. Then I finally, there was a Korean rabbit that really liked to do arts and crafts, but was too tired. So eventually I found a energy bar and I gave it to the Korean rabbit, and the Korean rabbit was like, yay, I finally have the energy to do stuff. Oh, but I need a sewing machine. And so I went, and that's what I bought with my ham bucks, was a sewing machine. And I brought it back and they made me, out of the ham ghost's pillowcase, they made me a kitten disguise. And that's when I went back to the Kitten King and I got past him because he thought I was a kitten. And I went to talk to his daughter, the kitten princess. And she's like, oh, I don't know where your friend is, but maybe I can help you. I'm in love with Strong Dog, who was a character I'd met in this town.
Awesome.
But Strong Dog's a dog and Kitten King doesn't like dogs because they're not kittens. So their love is forbidden. But if I could go like hook them up, then maybe she would help me out. So I gave the costume to Strong Dog. We're getting a call. Caller, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's Backlash.
Oh, hey, Backlash. How's the meth?
Do what?
How's the meth?
Yeah, what's wrong with meth?
Nothing. I love meth. I also love PCP.
Never done it. Not that crazy.
You should. It's really good. You could be naked and bleeding in the streets.
They put that in dead people, don't they?
I don't think so. They put angel dust, PCP. Fluid. That's not embalming fluid. What are you thinking of? Formaldehyde?
If you consume PCP, you'll turn into a mummy.
Did you know that if you eat a dead person, you'll get really high?
Eat them out or?
Yes. If you lick their vagina, if you lick a dead person's vagina, it's like licking a toad. You'd be tripping balls.
Yeah. I've heard about eating out an old woman getting high, but not a dead.
Like a live old woman? If you eat out a live old woman, you'll get high?
Yeah, I got to try that.
From all the...
You have to unhinge your jaw like Obama.
The reason it only works with old women is because they're full of old, douche chemicals that you can't use anymore. Because of regulations. Thanks, Obama. So what's up, Backlash?
I'm just fucking drinking, man. Nothing.
Cool, bro. You played any good melon games lately?
Melon games?
Yeah, man. That's what I was talking about when you called in. Melon games. Cute animals.
We were raiding some chat room or something. And
I didn't raid any chat rooms.
The purpose thing, you know, we were in there and we're like, it made him shut off his show.
I'm not that kind of animal. I would never do such a thing. It's been done to me before.
That,
it made me cry for hours and days.
No, but really, when you called in to Redbar, that's pretty funny because you're making him mad and he didn't understand it.
I called into Redbar? I have called into Redbar before.
Like a couple months ago, I think.
No, Bames might have.
Really mad.
Bames, how long ago? No, that was like a year ago that Bames called in.
Please don't bring this
up. It was you that called in.
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't. What did I supposedly say?
Oh, that's something about stealing bits or something.
No, I definitely didn't do that. What bits did I supposedly think he stole?
I don't know. Why are you interrogating me?
Because I don't know, because you came in here and accused me of doing a thing I didn't do.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the meth.
That's not a thing I would do either. Well, not to Mike. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard Mike steal a bit.
Yeah. So what's the topic, cats?
Melon games. Try to keep up. I played a game about...
I called in and I heard you were talking about cats. I wanted to, throw in my opinion on cats.
Oh, cool. Are you going to somehow turn this into a sex thing? Because pussy means cat, but it also means vagina?
No, I was going to be professional, but...
Okay, cool. Hit me with some cat facts. Cat fancy with backlash.
And put words, you put words underneath them in a picture, it's very funny. And you can post it on Facebook.
That's true. I've seen that. Like some, have you ever seen the one where the cat like would really like to have a burger to eat?
I think it was a cheeseburger.
Have you seen the one where the cat is in the ceiling and you could possibly be masturbating and then the cat would be watching you do that and it's like, oh my God, he's...
You know what would be funny if it was reverse meme, like the cats are mutilated and they're dead and it's like, you can't have cheeseburger. You
know yeah, what I mean? Like, yeah,
it's
man.
Reverse joke.
Yeah, like, man. I like my memes edgy, dog. You know what? Sometimes I'll download a meme like a... On Reddit one time, I saw this picture of Captain Picard from the Star Treks, and he was like, why the fuck are burgers so good? And I downloaded it, and I took it into Photoshop, and I went to DeviantArt, and I got all these brush presets that were like blood splatters, and I just splattered him with blood, and I like gouged his eyes out. I just drew black circles over him. And then I put it back on Reddit, and I was like, I put fixed in brackets. I put fixed and then I posted it back up and everybody was like, oh man, now this is what memes should be like, dog.
Isn't it true that like all people that are into what they think they're trolling, isn't it true that people that do that are really like sort of like bisexual or gay or some shit?
Trans.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's ever been discussed before. I think a lot of, you know, secretly gay people do that shit, but I don't.
They
that.
Do. They troll, like they.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They think it's funny. They think it's.
They go fishing.
Yeah. Define trolling, because I mean trolling is supposed to mean like you go and you present like an opinion that you don't actually hold with the intention of pissing people off. It's like trolling bait.
Oh, I'm not going to get philosophical about it. I'm just.
It's not philosophical. I'm talking definitions of words. Or do you just mean like being a dick? Like, is that what you mean when you say trolling?
You could be, we're just trying to make the other guy look silly and they think it's cute because they're gay. That's what I think it is.
Gay people do that a lot. I'm really gay and I do it constantly.
Well, there you go. That's my point. I mean, there's a lot of gay guys nowadays. I don't get that. Yeah. Bit, man.
You don't get gay guys?
I fucking get them. Yeah. A bunch of them are my friends, unfortunately.
I fucking get them all the time. Every time I go to the bar and I ask one out, I get digits. So
I get a bad case of them every week.
That's too easy though. I don't get that. What is so attractive about the man's body?
The pecs. The pecs.
Just the tool. It's the tool meat bag, guys.
The balls. So like, you know how the balls kind of have that like seam, sort of. That's probably the most attractive part.
The seam in the balls.
Yeah, not the semen. Not to be confusing. The seam.
Oh yeah, I was very confused.
Well, for the listeners.
Not sexually, but you know.
I am. I don't know what I'm attracted to anymore. The other day, I saw a picture of a rubber duck, and I got a semi.
No, I don't think you're joking.
I bought a truck. 18-wheeler. I drove it across the country.
Why not?
Sure. Sometimes you just need to get away, man. Change the scenery.
Mm-hmm. Big rigs solve all your problems.
Yep. I drove it out to Arizona. I picked up a couple of hitchhikers and I tortured them in the back.
I took the 100-ounce steak challenge.
You ever slice a nipple off?
Would you ever sell your nipples for money, like $10,000 each?
How do they get removed?
I don't know, but I know like that you can
Pink
do
Floyd
that.
Video.
Like, can I be anesthetized or even just completely knocked out first?
I'm sure you could, but I'm just saying, you know, you'd make a lot of money selling your nipples.
I don't think.
Why not do it?
I don't think I would make a lot of money selling my nipples, but if there was some hypothetical crazy person who really wanted my nipples bad enough, I'm sure there is a price, at which point I would be like, all right, I don't need them.
Yeah.
It's not like getting a hand chopped off. Like, what does a dude need nipples for anyway? Women barely need nipples.
Yeah, but those are more pricey. They know they can get it from the man because the man doesn't need them, so there's got to be a market of
women nipples are more pricey?
Hunters.
Women, so is this like demand is higher for women nipples and therefore they're more pricey?
These nipple guys can't tell where it came from.
Yeah, just shave them first.
This could be anybody's nipple.
Could be a dog nipple. You don't know.
You could Photoshop a pepperoni and that's a nipple.
I assume these people are going to want the physical nipple. I think they would know if it was like a piece of paper.
I really want to know, like, the black market. Like, what is the demand for a nipple? What's the demand for some balls?
Probably about zero. I could see balls maybe for, like, really crazy, like, Chinese people if they thought they could make medicine like out of it. But I think the demand for actual severed nipples is probably very low.
Unless you're cooking up a witch's brew. Nipple of
Yeah, but you probably, if you're cooking up a witch's brew, you probably want like a specific nipple. I mean, it's kind of like making a voodoo doll. You know, you can't just use anybody's hair in a voodoo doll. You got to use intended victim.
On the species.
No, you got to use, like, if you want to make a voodoo doll, you got to get some hair from your victim.
Look, Kyle, witches are not voodoo.
It's all related, Bames. It all has to do with Gaia.
Oh. Wow.
The illusion of Gaia. Super Nintendo. Okay.
Gaia Online.
Gaia Online, yeah. Maple Story. It all has to do with Maple Story. You ever play Maple Story Backlash?
Uh-uh. What is it?
It's something that like Koreans play.
It's about voodoo.
Yeah. It's a real cherry poppin' daddies.
It's a real cherry poppin' daddies.
It's a real Zoot Suit Riot. I don't know. What are we talking about? So Backlash, did you just call in because like you got bored because Zipperfish was over?
Yep.
Cool. So what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, you know, smoke meth.
Uh-huh. Is that's got to be getting old, right? Do you still actually smoke meth or did you just try it once?
Recreationally, honestly, yeah.
But you do it?
Yeah. Not that much. But
When's the last time you smoked meth?
It's like people, there's a stereotype for all drugs.
Sure, but I mean, there's a stereotype for all drugs.
I'm sick of the misrepresentation.
You know?
Yeah, you know, we just got misunderstood.
Sure. When was the last time you did meth?
The last time, about 5 days ago.
Okay. So it's not an everyday thing.
Right. But
meth is a sometimes drug.
Yeah. Meth is a sometimes drug. How do you get into recreationally, like moderately smoking meth? Because you gotta, because this is one of the things about meth is like meth is one of those drugs you just don't do. Like, heroin. You don't do heroin unless you're already like super fucked up. Like big time celebrities will sometimes get into heroin because you're like fucked in the head.
Yeah.
And like really skeezy people.
I think it's crazy how people do like synthetic heroin. If you're going to do heroin, do fucking heroin, not the pill.
Oh yeah, man. I only do do grass fed heroin.
Buy at a gas station.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. Dude, really?
Canine 12X.
I only do bulletproof heroin. Yeah, man. All organic.
Free range heroin.
Mm-hmm. With grass fed butter in it. Yeah. It's the best. No, but nobody does heroin. Like, people do heroin, but nobody cool does heroin. Nobody who isn't completely insane.
You're very wrong there. A lot of music artists in the 90s did heroin.
Yeah, and they were all dumb.
Yeah, the thing about heroin is that you always die because heroin.
Yeah, like even poor Phil C. Hoff died. Yeah,
but what, man? You're going to die anyway.
Speaking of dying of heroin, they erected a statue to Kurt Cobain in his hometown, something Washington, and it's just hideous.
Yeah, I think that Courtney had him killed.
Sure. It's possible.
You know.
But, you know.
Or it was heroin.
I don't even think Philip Seymour Hoffman was doing drugs right. Because.
He wasn't doing them right. He was fat as fuck. Have you seen the guy?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you if you're a real heroin junkie, you shouldn't look like a slightly smaller Louis Anderson.
Right. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, I think you're doing it wrong. Like, you should be like comatose on the floor more often than you're awake enough to eat ho-hos.
Yeah, but honestly, you could do meth and not turn into a nut. Everyone's a fucking nut nowadays. I mean, come on. Look at Facebook. But
yeah.
I think you could honestly do meth recreationally and have a great time.
You just got to do a little bit of meth. But here's the problem, though. Like, I actually think you're probably right. I think, if you did it in moderation, for real, you could do meth recreationally and be fine. I think you could do heroin recreationally and be fine, but you got to be careful. But if you are careful, I think you could do it. The thing is, who is doing meth that's cool enough that you could like fall in with this crowd and be like, they do meth recreationally and they're fine. I think I should do it too.
I'm not denying that. Yeah, most of them are fucking crazy. It's the same thing with every other drug, though. Most people that drink are fucking idiots, too. Most people that smoke pot, fucking idiots. So what?
Hey, man.
Does that mean they're all
idiots? Yeah, well, listen. I mean, I think drinking is as much of a drug as anything else. And I do think, I don't think it's any worse to do cocaine than it is to do alcohol or whatever. But everybody drinks. Some people who drink are complete pieces of shit, but some people who drink have it totally together. I've never heard of a meth head who has it totally together.
You don't hear about that, though. That's the thing.
Because it's a secret. Obama's not going to go around telling everybody he's doing meth.
But we found out anyway.
But we know all about it, Obama.
I saw Breaking Bad.
I've talked to Biden.
Who do you think played Gus?
He did look a lot like Obama. You ever watch Breaking Bad Backlash?
No, what is it about meth?
Yeah, yes, it's about meth.
Well, I'm all for it.
But in the end, everybody dies.
Really?
Well, no, only one person dies. Spoiler alert.
I'm really not into that show too much.
You just said you didn't even know what it was.
Oh, I know. I lie all the time.
Wow. You've never done meth, have you?
Yeah.
I bet you've never done meth.
I've never even done meth. It was all a joke.
Wow.
You see how clever I am?
Wow.
I keep saying that.
Wow.
So what kind of music you guys listening to there?
Huh? I don't listen to music.
You just do radio.
It's for gay people. I'm not a gay person, Backlash. Despite what I told you earlier, I lie all the time, too.
No, I know you don't.
You know I don't what? Lie all the time?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
You're on meth right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not on meth.
You know what? You sound kind of like the evil version of my buddy Matt, who sells used cars.
Why would I be the evil version?
Because I imagine your tie doesn't look anywhere near as a conformist. Zesty.
Why do you need to wear a suit to sell fucking cars?
Oh, it's not a suit. It's just a tie with an awesome royal blue shirt.
You need a tie.
Nothing else.
Yeah, it's just a shirt and a tie. That's it.
And sock garters.
And roller skates. That's it. Yeah. He brings the cars around on a tray.
You should sell the Kirby vacuum.
Do they still make Kirby vacuums?
Oh, yeah. You ever had a guy come to your house?
No, what is this, 1950? Door-to-door vacuum salesman?
It's a $1,600 fucking vacuum thing, and it's got a Ferrari transmission in it. And
what?
Made in America.
You're lying again.
I'm not.
There are multiple men, I would assume, who go door-to-door and try to sell you a $1,600 vacuum?
Here's what they do. They go all in a van together. They go door-to-door and say, hey, this is we want to vacuum your fucking room for free and shampoo it. Is that okay? They go, yeah. And then you vacuum it, and it has, like, these pads, and you pull them out. Oh, my God, look at all this dirt. Oh, God. What are you? Oh, you're disgusting. And then that's what makes them buy it. I don't know. They shoot it.
Yeah, that can't possibly be a very good business plan. They can't be making money doing that.
Oh, that's why I got out of it.
I mean, unless they have cheaper models than $1,600.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if you came to my... First of all, I wouldn't let you in. Secondly, if I did let you in, I wouldn't let you clean my apartment. But if I did, there's no way in hell I would buy anything from you.
This guy's right. He says Backlash lives in Pleasantville. Yes, I do. I cheat life, man. Learn how to do it.
You were in Pleasantville.
No, I'm in Pleasantville.
No, you were in the movie.
Oh, is it a movie? I never heard of it.
You were in it.
Never heard of it.
Supporting cast.
Sure.
You were one of the people in Black and White. Nope. You were also in The Wizard of Oz. You were Black and White in real life. Whenever they want to shoot a movie in Black and White, they have to hire real Black and White people.
Yeah.
No Asians.
No Asians. They're too yellow. They only use Asians for sepia tone movies.
Yep, cowboys.
Pomegranate raspberry?
What the fuck? Pomegranate raspberry. Well, Backlash?
You ever had kale?
Have I ever had kale? No, I just told you I'm not gay.
Okay.
Have you ever had kale?
Nope.
Couple of straight dudes, you and me.
I think everyone's gay, man. It's weird.
Weird world. Tell me about it, man. They're infiltrating our straight ways.
They think it's cute, you know? They do these tricks on you.
That Macklemore, he's a secret one. He's trying to Trojan horse the gays into our straight lives. You've heard of Macklemore.
To be gay because they're more susceptible and more, you know.
Man, gay people would like a giant wooden horse full of men.
Yeah, they would. So why did you ask me if I've ever had kale?
I don't know. I just thought you were into health.
Yeah, I'm really into health. Why did you think I was into health? Do you think that I'm somebody completely different from who I am? Because you also thought I called into Red Bar.
Yeah.
So you have no idea who I am.
I'm just throwing these things out there.
He thinks you're Mike.
Do you think I'm Mike?
I thought you were Dean.
Ah, Bames is Dean.
Shit, man, I was wrong the whole time.
No. Bames is Dean. I've started my own Red Bar, and Bames is my Dean.
Oh, Bames is Dean. Yeah.
Bames Dean, they call him.
I thought Bames was the host to the show.
No.
Yeah.
That's just what I want you to think.
Yeah, you got me.
Yep. Burn. You ever heard somebody say that one, burn? Like on that 70s show. Kelso used to say it. He was the
sometimes
dumb one.
You switch it up, say ice burn.
You ever watch that 70s show?
Yeah.
What do you think of that Donna? They always called her Hot Donna, but she was like kind of proportioned funny.
Yeah.
She had a big, she's, you know, people like fat people will say I'm just big boned. She was like actually big boned. Like she's got big bones.
Yeah, exactly. She had big shoulders, big head, big arms, big leg.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It was a damn shame.
Yeah. Let's talk about lemons some more.
Lemons?
What is this show?
This is the show where we talk about lemons. It's the Lemon Show.
Interesting, huh?
Lemon Show. This is the Lemon Show. Thank you for listening to The Lemon Show with Backlash. Backlash, what's your favorite lemon?
Oh, I like the round ones.
You like them yellow or like kind of off yellow?
I don't know. I think they're orange.
You ever have one of those green lemons?
No, I stay away from those.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Do some more meth.
Honestly, man, you gotta try this meth here. It's crazy.
Oh. I was trying to hang up on you, but Skype is being very uncooperative.
My Skype won't hang up on you fast.
Yeah, my Skype won't hang up. It doesn't want, it likes him. Every time I go to hang up on him, this little bar pops up with like a little microphone settings and stuff. So I guess we're stuck with him. He's here to stay.
You got that shitty Macintosh, don't you?
No, I do not. I have a PC because I...
Oh, well, you're an idiot then. That's that any program can run. You know that, right? You got to get a Linux.
Any program can run?
Yes.
That's true. If it's compiled properly, any program can run. What are you talking about? I'm an idiot because I have a PC because any program can run?
Any program is executable in Windows, and you don't have to be an admin, be a fucking program. Pretty fucking simple.
Are you just saying words? Any program can run in Windows, and you don't have to be an admin, you just have to be a program.
I'm in the computer.
I don't get why you don't understand.
Because that's not a sentence that means things.
I've been sucked into cyberspace.
I have to be a program, and then I can run any program? And then you said something weird and offhanded about Linux. Were you suggesting I switch to Linux?
How about you come up with a subject?
Oh, okay. You called in.
He thinks he knows stuff. You're right.
Okay, I fixed my Skype. Bye. Bames.
Boy.
Wow. It's always nice to hear from a new caller. Mm-hmm. What were we talking? Oh, we were talking the Melon game. I can be done with the Melon game.
Yeah, I was going to say that game sounds like some Hamtaro game I have.
Oh, really? You're big in the Hamtaro scene?
Yeah, I'm big into Hamtaro.
Basically, anything you express any interest in whatsoever, I'm going to assume you're all about.
Anything I talk about, I have a t-shirt of.
I smoked weed one time. Oh, really, Bames? Now I picture you wearing a hemp poncho at all times with red bloodshot eyes. Just constantly reeking of weed smoke. Oh, Bames, you once made a rain stick when you were like 7. Your house is an Indian gift shop.
My house is a rain stick.
Yep, it's just you and a bunch of other seeds. Just shifting back and forth, making rain sounds. Well, so I played a Melon game. I thought it was pretty cute. I like cute animals. Oh, Sarah's calling in. Sarah, you doing meth?
Not yet, no.
What do you think about people doing meth responsibly?
Well, if you can do it responsibly and don't kill yourself, then you're fine.
As long as you don't do meth and drive?
Yep.
I think that's a respectable opinion, Sarah. So how are you? What's up?
Good. I sent you a picture, and I want you to put it on the screen.
Ugh, what is it? You sent me a picture?
Yeah, on Skype.
Okay. Oh, here it is. I gotta save it. This is not gonna be worth it, Sarah.
What is it with all these teens sending files?
Sarah, okay. I do appreciate it, but it's just, all it is a white rectangle that says, I heart Idge Hat. That's it. It's black text, I and Idge Hat, and then a red heart. And then at the bottom of it.
I heart New York?
Yeah, and at the bottom of it, it says, like a watermark, it says imagechef.com. So it's like from a generator.
You couldn't even MS Paint the watermark out? It's white.
Well, it's real nice of you, Sarah. but I'm not going to go through all the effort to put that up on the stream.
Oh, man. Yeah, people were saying it earlier in the show.
They were saying, oh, I Heart Itchat?
Yeah.
It's because it's such a great show. Nobody knows what it is, but they always show up to talk about how much they love it.
I just looked at the chat and I said, it better be Crab Dad.
I'm like the cheeseburger cat of Nobody Likes Onions. I'm a meme.
You're a meme?
Uh-huh. Or a meme.
Are you gift, too?
I'm a gift from the gods.
No, not a gift with a G. Like a gif.
We pronounce those gifs. Because the guy who invented them, Lord CompuServe, said that's how it's pronounced. So we say GIF around here.
Okay.
So is that it, Sarah? You just wanted to show me that really awesome picture you made?
No, I wanted to stay.
Have you played that melon game?
No, I wanted to ask you what the melon game is because I don't understand. I never heard of it.
Well, you follow me on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
I think if you look at my Twitter, you can find the link. I called it Melon Game, but I think it's called Melon Journey.
Let's see.
It's about cute animals being cute.
Is it on the computer?
Yeah, it's an RPG Maker game.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, blame M.
Oh, M's in here.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to check out this thing I found by accident. I'm going to put a link in the chat and you need to play it.
The hamster dance.
Oh, Luxter's back. One mention in the NLO chat and I'm listening to this again. So, okay. All right. So what are you doing, Sarah? What are you doing, Sarah?
Check out the link I put in the chat.
Oh, God. All right. Let's see. Flap. Is this a Flappy Bird MMO?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So what is this? It's just supposed to be Flappy Bird with a bunch of other people playing Flappy Bird at the same time?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of different themes. There's like a fish one, and then there's this weird little creepy one.
Man. Sarah, how old are you?
That weird little creepy one is sperm.
Sarah, how old are you?
16.
Get older.
Why?
Because, you know, actually that's not fair because there are a lot of people who are my age who would also think this was hilarious or adorable or whatever it is you think it is. The Flappy Bird thing, I don't get it. Not because, like, it's a shitty game, I don't get it. I mean, it is a shitty game, but that's not what I mean. What I mean is I don't get the meme it's turned into or whatever you want to call it. I don't get why it's gone viral. I don't get why everybody's talking about it all the time. There's, like, literally nothing special about it. But it's, like, a big thing that I guess because people don't understand why people like it so much and then other people like it so much, so now everybody's talking about it. To the point where I've seen multiple articles with people talking about how the guy who made it like felt bad because people were getting addicted to it and he took it down. And then I've seen articles about it ripping off things and other people ripping it off and like the moral implications of these things. Like who gives a shit about Flappy Bird? I don't understand like why certain things catch on like that. Like why Flappy Bird?
Games about birds on smartphones pretty popular, you know.
Well, Angry Birds, I mean, Angry Birds was popular and I would hear about it and it would be kind of annoying, but like it was never the way Flappy Bird is. Like Flappy, it's like cool to talk about Flappy Bird.
Is it?
Yes. Not to me, but it is. It is like it's neato to talk about Flappy Bird now. It's like a cultural touchstone. Like if you mention Flappy Bird to somebody and they also know about Flappy Bird. It's like, oh, we're Flappy Bros. Like, we both know about Flappy Bird. It's insane.
Where were you when you heard about the birds?
Yeah. That's people be like, never forget. Where were you when you first heard about Flappy Bird? Well, I was taking a dump and browsing the App Store.
There's no video of the first Flappy Bird thing because the government did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know, Sarah. I don't understand you kids and your memes.
Did you hear Hideo Kojima wants to make a Breaking Bad video game?
That would be interesting. Is that a real thing? He wants to do that?
Not explicitly. He said, like, I have always wanted to make a video game that had that kind of, like, themes and expression.
Oh, well, that's not the same thing at all.
Make Breaking Bad.
Well, that's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, but, and then he was like, I want to make a game that's like that, but it would be hard.
I would love it if Kojima made a Breaking Bad video game. I don't know if it would be good, but it would be amazing.
I would love it if Kojima had made Breaking Bad.
There would be a lot more people with superpowers, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe some incest.
Maybe.
A little bit.
They bring it up like once.
Some pseudo incest. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, we're not actually blood related, but it's still fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thoroughly derailed. I was all on my melon track. Well, Bames, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about American Miss Nick and how she killed her mom? You want to talk about some steampunk dorks? You want to talk about sexism in the video games industry?
American Miss Nick and how she killed her mom?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard about American Miss Nick killing her mom?
I mean, I haven't heard of actual American Miss Nick. No.
That was the headline, Bames, on all the news sites. American Miss Nick kills her mom. If you don't know who Miss Nick is, she's British. And she doesn't know. She can't tell the difference between dreams and reality. All right, so there's this news story. Daughter confesses to killing mother during news report. Have you heard of this?
Could you link me to it, please?
Ah, Bames. You fucking gay. I don't like it when you're looking at the same web pages as me, because like if I'm reading something, you read the next sentence before I can get to it.
Yeah, but I won't.
You're kind of a dick that way.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to keep it flowing, man.
Well, that ain't your job. You're just supposed to sit there and look pretty. All right. There, I gave you a link. I'll put a link in the chat as well.
It's a fucking video. Who cares?
It's a fucking video. Who cares about what?
Like you think I'm going to read the next sentence?
If I was reading it, you would.
But I'm not. It's a video.
It's not just a video.
There's a description.
All right. You ready? I'm trying to keep things flowing, he says, as then he posts links all over the place and completely grinds everything to a halt.
It's your fault.
All right, I'm playing the video.
The person talking lives at Sunchase Apartments and is close friends with the 61-year-old woman who was stabbed a few doors down early Tuesday morning. She doesn't want her face shown, but tells me the woman's daughter, Katie Nichols, is to blame.
Okay, so some old woman was stabbed, and they're talking to the neighbor, and the neighbor's like, oh, her daughter did it. But then she ran away.
She's just not emotionally stable and, you know, does the best that she can, but needs quite a bit of help.
She says after the stabbing, Nichols took off with her young daughter.
And I almost kind of hope that she does come back through here so that we can get the authorities to get her.
Not 5 minutes later, it happened. Nichols walked up to the camera.
Okay, so now the daughter who stabbed her mom has returned to the scene of the crime while the news people are there. She's walking casually up to the camera. This is American Miss Nick.
Satanic cult in this city has been casting satanic spells on me for three, four days. I'm exhausted. I came home. I found out that my mom was the ringleader, and she was trying to kill my daughter.
And then they cut to her getting cuffs put on her. So she came home one day, and, oh, man, these satanic cults have been, like, cursing her and putting spells on her and stuff. It's been exhausting.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would be exhausting, always fighting off curses and stuff.
My mom is the ringleader
imagine,
Satan circus.
Imagine, Bames, you're out there on the streets dealing with Satanist magic every day, and you come home to where you think you're going to be safe, and there's your mom doing her satanic rituals. It turns out she's the ringleader of the whole thing, and she's plotting the deaths of you and your daughter. I mean, that would be exhausting.
Nichols tells me she had to act because her mom was putting curses on them.
I had to kill her. She was going to kill both of us. She was so powerful. I had no idea. I had no idea that my mother was that powerful.
Deputies say Nichols' mother was...
She had no idea that her mom was that powerful.
I had no idea you were so powerful. She had power. She was putting a curse.
Do you think she came home and her mom was like standing in the living room, like spinning furniture around her head with her mind?
Just like, zapping the baby with electricity.
Obviously,
like, the baby's going to have bad luck for 7 years.
Obviously, this woman is crazy. But like, what do you think she thought she witnessed that made her think her mom was so powerful?
Stabbed in the neck, chest, and stomach, and was rushed to the hospital for surgery.
So she stabbed her mom in the, not, she didn't just stab her like, and then get out of there. She stabbed her in the neck, chest, and stomach. So she's going for like, going for all the different targets.
Yeah. You gotta kill her. I had to kill her. She's so powerful.
I don't know if she said
it. I had a knife, though.
I left. She was still breathing.
Well, that's good.
I stabbed her.
Did you hear that?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I've seen this before, but I missed that the first time. When I left, she was still breathing. Well, that's
good. Okay, it's not my fault.
But that's not even what she's saying, though. I paused it before she gets to her point. But her point is, like, her mom is obviously... like a satanic magical witch, because she got stabbed 3 times and she was still breathing. Like, any normal person would be dead by then, which isn't really how stabbing works, but whatever.
Yeah, but then she died.
Yeah, well, but like, it took her a while, and a normal person dies instantly upon a skin puncture.
3 times, and she should have died. She was still breathing, and I don't know what happened to her afterwards, and I don't know where they took her or what exactly happened.
I just left to wander the neighborhood in my pajama pants. That she's wearing pajama pants, by the way, with stars and moons all over them. What a hypocrite. Those are obvious symbols of witchcraft.
Yeah.
But she was the Antichrist. She did not die.
Nichols says afterwards, she and her daughter hid out.
We went in my car.
Wait a minute. Her mom can't be the Antichrist, because that's Obama's job.
And then she did die, though.
Well, that's the thing. That's what she wants you to think, Bames.
Oh.
Nobody was there when she, quote unquote, died. She just left behind a false body, and now she's out there in her final form.
Sooner or later, she's going to show up and take her hood off and say, "It was me. You were all made fools of."
And she'll be Obama.
Even my immediate family bought it.
Area, and we just waited for the sign that it was safe to come back.
Now that Nichols is in custody, neighbors say they're hopeful she'll get the help she needs. But Nichols is convinced she did everyone a favor.
She had symbolic representations of my death, my daughter's death, every nuclear explosion that was supposed to happen that's not going to now. Because all of the satanic cult has been rounded up and killed now.
I like how that ramps up at the end, and then they cut. Like, that's it. That's the end of it. That's the end of the interview. But, like, before that, it's like, okay, there's satanic rituals going on. There's satanic magic. My mom was going to kill me and my daughter. And then at the end, she brings in the nuclear explosions. No explanation of that, but there were apparently going to be a lot of them, and she saved us from them. Unless she thinks that her mom was going to kill her and her daughter with nuclear explosions.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. She said she had representations of their deaths. I don't know what that would be, because she didn't get a chance to explain, like voodoo dioramas. Dolls or, yeah, like little shoebox dioramas, like little Lego people or G.I. Joes or something in there with little felt pajama pants on, or photos where she'd cross their eyes out with markers.
Mm-hmm.
But so American Miss Nick killed her mom. And then she came back to talk to the TV about it.
Yeah. When you said American Miss Nix, I was expecting something like gypsies.
No, Miss Nix's not a gypsy. She hates gypsies. Yeah, she's racist against gypsies. But she is a crazy person. And that, what's this, Sarah? The quieter the skeleton, the better? at retardnews.com? All right. All right, Sarah.
I would love if this was written by a retard. Like, the quieter the skeleton, the better.
Have you heard of How's Your News?
No.
That is news by retards, but it's video. It's not articles. Okay, so this is the thing Sarah just linked me to in the Skype chat. It's at retardnews.com. It's called The Quieter the Skeleton, the Better. A 37-year-old Swedish woman with an admitted obsession with skeletons has been convicted of disturbing the peace of the dead for allegedly using human bones for, though it doesn't seem like a problem. Wait, what is that, Sarah? She's allegedly using human bones for ... though it doesn't seem like a problem. The woman didn't actually create the skeleton or skin it from a living person, but there's more. When the problem is against the law of the country in which you reside, it's never a good idea to try and do whatever the illegal action would be, but when your illegal instance is not harming the living, there should be a little leeway.
Wow, this sentence structure, this might be written by retards.
Yeah, this really is retard news. In issuing its ruling on Monday, the Gothenburg District Court also convicted the woman of weapons crimes, sentencing her to probation and ordering that she undergo treatment for addiction and psychiatric problems. But how many pot plants did she have? Or cell phones, for that matter. The woman has continually denied committing any crimes, telling the local newspaper that while she may be an odd bird, that she is not sexually interested in necrophilia. She's academically interested in necrophilia, but not sexually. She had argued that she acquired the skeletons legally. Sarah, why is the most important part of this whole thing missing, which is what the fuck did she do with skeletons?
I think that ellipses of saying allegedly using human bones for is like some kind of sex.
Is that supposed to be like a stylistic thing? Like,
I don't know.
Like, there's, we're supposed to
licking a skull.
It's supposed to be so obvious that we're supposed to fill in the blanks.
Well, these are retards.
Okay, yeah, so she had argued that she acquired the skeletons legally and that she had handled the bones in a respectful manner and that her actions weren't covered by Sweden's laws against disturbing the peace of the dead. That is a stupid law. I mean, anywhere. Disturbing the peace of the dead.
Yeah.
I think they're fine. They're dead. The woman was found to have kept some bones scattered on the floor in her home. Man, I only handled the bones in a respectful manner, by which I mean I just left them all over the floor.
There is a picture later down where she just has a skeleton just lying on the ground. Like, it just stays there.
It's, like, roughly organized the way the body would go together, but it's just kind of laying there on the floor.
Yeah, and then there's just all the extra bits in the middle. Like, I don't care how these go.
Yeah, like, she was assembling, shelving unit, and she had all these extra pieces and didn't know what to do with them. And then there's a skull in a fridge.
IKEA skeletons. They never come with all the pieces.
They come with too many pieces. Morgue of Horror. There's a skull in a... in the fridge, and then there's a little sign that says Morgue of Horror. There's a tote full of ribs. There's a bunch of knives and pictures of her licking a skull.
I love that she just also has a bunch of combat knives.
Yeah,
where
well.
Do you think I get all my skeletons from?
That's in case the skeletons ever come to life in the middle of the night. She has to fight them off.
Knife against a skeleton and go right through them.
Well, you gotta be real accurate with your knife. You gotta go for the bones. You can't fight a skeleton with a knife the same way you would fight a living person, because there you're supposed to go for the soft tissue.
Mm-hmm.
But with a skeleton, you got to go for like the big bone mass, so like the pelvis.
That's my advice I always give to people. Go for the bone.
Yeah. According to the court, 37-year-old handled the human bones ignominiously, something which is prohibited by Sweden's laws against disturbing the peace of the dead. Yeah, I imagine there's a clause in there somewhere that says, don't handle bones ignominiously.
Is that a Swedish word?
No, but it's honestly a word that I don't really know the meaning of. I've definitely heard it before, but not often enough.
Causing disgrace or shame.
Okay. Yeah, it couldn't possibly have used a word more people would understand for that.
No skeleton shaming around here, okay, guys?
It's triggering. I actually have a skeleton, so...
I'm trans-skeleton.
I think dead people are trans-skeleton.
Skeleton kid.
The court added that the woman didn't need to be aware that her actions were criminal in order to be convicted, which is a shame, as in America, there wouldn't be a single guilty party if that were the way to measure illegal activity. What? No, that's not... What? Who did write this? Because they're retarded.
Yeah, that's false.
Even if... Their premise, like, even that paragraph by itself is contradictory.
Yeah.
But, and it's just, like, not true that that things are handled differently in America. That it's the same rules. Ignorance of the law.
That's part of the Miranda rights.
Yeah, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. You still broke the law, whether you knew it was against the law or not. It's enough that she knew that she was handling human bones, the court said, explaining there was no doubt she was acting with intent. The court threw out a charge stemming from allegations that she had stored human skulls in her freezer and used human bones for sexual purposes. Though the pictures would support a case against her, it seems that maybe getting help would be enough and not require further court punishments. Do you think, like, she dildoed with, like, a arm bone?
A femur?
Yeah.
Maybe. That would be musty.
I guess I could see it. I mean, how big around her? It seems like that'd have a big, like, bulbous end to it, though. I don't know. Do ladies like that?
Some ends are less. Yeah, usually it goes the other way. Usually it's like a cone. Well, not like literally a cone, but, you know,
sure,
more
but
towards that.
It more tapers than bulbs out.
Yeah, you don't want like a PlayStation Move controller in there.
Sure. Although that could be cool. Like, you could put it in your vagina and then have the ball light up and see if you can see it through your pelvis.
And then you play the fight.
While the 37-year-old was facing up to 2 years in prison, the court ruled that her lack of criminal record and the nature of her crimes meant she should not be jailed, but instead be sentenced to probation. Yeah, this whole thing, it's weird, it's creepy, she's a weird creep, but, I mean, the only real problem I have with anyone, like, doing weird shit with dead bodies is if somebody kind of has, it's more like a property rights thing, like, if somebody else already has a claim on this dead body. Like, I don't give a shit about, respecting the dead or the sanctity of human life when you're talking about dead people already or whatever. But, you know, there are family members who presumably believe that their family member is, their body is buried in some place and they don't want it messed with. And to me, that sort of is like a property rights issue. And that's the only thing I really give a shit about. Like, otherwise, it's a victimless crime to fuck around. It's like fucking a rock.
Skeletons have been oppressed for years, Kyle.
Ah, Bames, I'm not buying it.
There are dozens of us.
You know what? If that skeleton didn't want to be fucked with, it shouldn't have been all decomposed.
Wow, skeleton blaming.
Why don't you cover yourself up, skeleton? Why did you let all of your
those bones?
Why did you let yourself rot away like that? Let all your bones be exposed. Why don't you get some flesh?
Wow, you sizz skeleton motherfucker.
Yeah, man. If you didn't want to be objectified, you shouldn't have gotten drunk and died.
I like, coming out as a skeleton, it literally means like your skeleton being on the outside of your body because your flesh goes away. I like that.
Sometimes I get real nervous that I'm going to like cough too hard and my whole skeleton will come out.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have that, Sarah?
Sometimes.
Liar. I made it up. Although if you swing like over the bar on a swing set, that'll make your skeleton come out like Inside Out Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's too little to remember Inside Out Boy.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It was a boy that turned inside out because he went over the bar on the swings.
That's cool.
Yeah, all of his bones and organs and stuff were on the outside. And he had like this little hole on the top of his head that a tuft of hair stuck out through. Which is weird, because I don't know what that hole was supposed to be, because it's not his mouth, because his mouth was on the front of his head.
You know, what, you don't got a hole?
Not in the middle of the top of my head. What
Maybe
am I?
He was like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix.
What am I, a Kappa, Bames? Japanese mythology jokes.
Do they really have a hole? I thought they just had a little
It's like a
dish.
Dent. It's like one of those tag-alongs.
Hmm. Full of peanut butter.
Yeah.
You have to make them bow and all the peanut butter comes out.
Yep, and then they die.
Mm-hmm.
I forget if they die or if they just like weaken.
I think they just get really like tired.
They just get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Damn
it's
it.
Like, God fucking damn it. My water.
Well, Sarah, that is a weird story about a lady who loves skeletons. How do you feel about this story? You seem like you might be into skeletons.
No, I'm not into skeletons. Kind of grosses me a bit out. It'd be kind of cool.
Wow.
Skull.
That's racist, yeah. It would be kind of cool to have a skull, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Sarah, you do have a skull.
No, like, not my skull.
No.
No, I don't. I have a
it's
jellyfish
not my
hand.
Skull, she just said. She stole a man's skull.
Sarah was born without a skull. She had a big floppy jellyfish head. And so she stole one from the graveyard. Borrowed. Rent to own. Every once in a while, she puts $10 on a grave.
You're paying way more for that when you're rent-owning it than you would if you just straight up bought
it. Yeah, Sarah. If you had just saved up that money, you could have your own skull by now.
You ever go to a rent-to-own place and you just see all these black people renting skulls?
Yes. I don't understand why black people love skulls so much.
They do.
I guess it's because it reminds them of murder, which is their favorite thing.
Yeah.
That and crime in general.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've played 50 Cent Blood on the Sand. The whole game is about getting a skull.
You know what black people really love is insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
They just love crime.
Embezzlement.
Yep.
Jaywalking.
Yep.
Ripping the tag off of a mattress.
All right.
I mean, they don't have mattresses.
That's like a Garfield joke or something. We're talking about real things that black people do, Bames.
Yeah.
Like
go over the swing set and barf up their whole skeleton.
Yeah. Like that, which is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Or
like, illegal.
Poaching. Black people like to hunt deer out of season.
Well, yeah, and like rhinos.
Well, that's different. Those are like African black people. They don't count.
It's not their fault that if you consume the rhino's horn, it will cure every disease.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the secret the Jews have been trying to hide from us. It's the Jews, right, that hide stuff?
Yeah, the rhino gold.
Black people commit crimes.
Big noses.
Jews hide things. Asians, do weird stuff with fish.
There's a reason they call it rhinoplasty.
Native Americans drink sand N-words. they like to ride four-wheelers.
They like kick donkeys off of cliffs and they die.
You remember that video? Total non sequitur, but that saying that just made me think of it. That video of like the military guys throwing a puppy.
Yeah.
I love that video.
Mm-hmm.
I hate puppies. Sarah, have you ever seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Like these two military guys in like Iraq or Afghanistan or some sandy place are holding a puppy and they're like, oh, it's so cute. And then they throw it.
I heard Jews and I knew I had to call in.
Britton, you're only 16.
I know.
Remember when that girl threw all those puppies into a river?
Yeah, I loved that girl too.
But it's fine. They were fine.
Man, what a time.
Nobody was with me on that when I was talking about how funny it was.
Yeah, even Orion was like, oh, I mean, I guess.
I used my best analogy. I was like, what if like, you were watching a video of a duck and it just exploded?
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Like, I mean, I don't necessarily like people killing a dog puppy.
Sure.
I mean, the image of somebody just throwing puppies into a river.
Like, if you handed me a piece of paper that said, like, I, Kyle, hereby declare it okay for this girl to throw a bunch of puppies into the river and they will drown and die, I would not sign that piece of paper.
You would not sign an X because you don't know how to read?
Right, but because it's already happened, the video is kind of funny watching the puppies. Like, the whole concept is absurd, just chucking puppies one at a time and going, wee, chucking them into a river. It's funny. Sorry, the puppies are already dead. What am I going to do?
But they were fine.
But I think I'm on like a never-ending quest to divorce myself further and further from regular human emotion because I saw this picture today. I tweeted it. Bames, you saw it. I saw this picture today attached to an article that was like this heartwarming, feel-good, faith in humanity restored article about a woman who like there was like a car accident or something or I don't know, some horrible thing happened and a baby was like not breathing.
Purple.
And she went and she gave it mouth to mouth and revived the baby. But
too many popsicles.
The picture accompanying the article was of the woman like with her mouth open going for the baby's mouth and her tongue was hanging out just a little bit. And it really looks like she's about to have a makeout session with that baby. like more so than you would expect. Like a mouth, like obviously, they're putting their mouths on each other. That's fucking gay. But like the tongue is just poking out just a little bit, just kind of like sensually, like she's like gonna enjoy this.
Also, it's funny that there's just a hand over to the right in that photo. Just somebody with two iPhones in one hand.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Two iPhones, just one on top of the other.
Well, maybe they were filming the event in 3D. Oh, you said they're one on top of the other.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I thought that photo was really funny, and I don't really give a shit that a baby's life was saved.
Yeah.
Baby's the baby, it's fine.
That's kind of a cute baby, though. Yeah. I'd make out with that baby.
Would you?
Yeah.
I bet Em would make out with that baby. Is she still around?
I'd take that baby to prom.
Damn.
You ever seen 16 Candles? I can't believe I gave my panties to a nerd, that baby.
What? I just decided to look at the chat again. Abortions are never reported and more awesome.
I think it's a different thing.
Abortions are pretty good.
When you're pulling out a baby.
Abortions
are
pretty
awesome,
good.
Though.
I think they should make abortions more of a spectacle somehow.
What, like a stadium?
Well, like you should, they should do something fun with the baby afterward. Like they could make, like when I was a kid, around Christmas time, we made macaroni wreaths where we'd like cut out these like wreath shapes and glue, like we'd paint the macaroni, shell macaroni. We'd paint them green and then stick them to the wreath with glue and then put like little red sequins for like holly berries or something. I don't fucking know.
Halle Berry.
But you could do that with like the baby parts. Cause have you ever seen like the aftermath of an abortion? It's like just parts all over.
Yeah.
You just like paint them green or leave them red and put the green macaroni around it. It's red and green. That's Christmassy. You just leave them red and like glue them around.
Paint them green. It's a Grinch baby.
Yeah. Or they could
very own a baby wreath.
They could dress them up in costumes if it was like around Halloween time.
You know how people make wreaths out of like wine corks?
Sure.
Babies.
Sure. You know how
very early term fetuses.
You know how people put corks in wine bottles?
Yeah, babies.
Babies, yeah. Just stick them in there to keep your wine fresh.
You know how people put wine in wine bottles? Babies.
Yep.
An aborted baby is like it conforms to the shape of a container you put it in.
Throw a little baby into your like protein cocktail shake. Oh yeah, like a little leg just hanging out of your like martini glass,
shaken, not stirred. That's how the baby.
Or like the little head, like you put a little slice in the head so it sticks on the edge of the glass like a lime.
Yeah, all these things.
Or I guess
can I buy those baby wreaths on like Etsy or something, or would I have to make them myself, or the like a specialty shop?
Well, I'm sure
I have to go to.
Like, I'm sure you could find articles online about how to make one yourself, or you could find an Etsy shop that Bames was running selling one with some rain sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you could
they put rice in rain sticks, babies.
Yeah, you could like ground up baby bones, put them in there.
Yeah, you shake your rain stick and it just goes like.
Sure. It cries. It's not actually dead.
Just take out all the voice boxes.
You know, have you ever seen one of those sticks, those like stick toy things that are like hollow and there's something inside, and when you tip it upside down it goes like, you ever see one of those things?
I've seen one of those things.
A didgeridoo?
No. It's like when you tip it one way, it goes, and then it gets like the little piece inside slides to the bottom and it stops making noise, and you tip it the other way and it does it again.
Right.
Anyway, you replace that little thing inside the stick with a baby voice box.
Yeah. You know those like, man, I forget what they even call them. It's like a little plastic tube full of like jelly, but it's like, it's in like kind of a tube shape. Yeah, it is the tube shape. It's full of like jelly. And when you try to hold it, it like slips because it like turns itself inside out.
It's like a water snake.
Water snake.
Yeah.
Baby.
I'd buy one of those full of babies.
Those things are like an impromptu fleshlight. Like,
yeah, like I had one of those, but it broke.
Yeah, because you
Baines,
were.
Is that why you became asexual?
Yeah,
not Mexico.
It ripped my
your
dick
failed
off.
Experience.
Baines was trying to jerk it with a water snake, and he fucked it up, and he popped it, and he was like, "I could never do this to a real vagina."
I can't imagine that would be good at all.
No, probably not.
It'd probably like hurt your hair. I mean, if you're super pubey like me, it's a wild forest down there.
I like the term hurt your hair.
Do you have pubes going all up the shaft?
Yes.
Wow, Bames.
I have them coming out my urethra.
Because I don't think I have a single hair coming out of my actual dick.
I don't, but you know, like, I mean, if something's pressed up like to the hilt, something's gonna get you touch it.
I suppose. Well, maybe just dip the tip in.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
For this baby water snake.
How big of a dick do you have, Bames? Because in these pornos, massive. These guys never put it all the way in because they're like, so they're too big. Actually, when I watch porn sometimes, I feel like almost kind of frustrated that they never put it all the way in. Their dicks are too big. They can't put it all the way in. It's like that can't be as much fun as it would be if you could get it all the way in there.
Yep. Well, it would hurt the woman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who cares about the woman?
Yeah.
That's why necrophilia is a thing.
I'm not here to care about women. I'm here to get my dick off.
Bames, can you really, though?
Yeah.
If you're watching
the other one.
If you're watching porn because you care about women, then you're watching porn wrong. Britton, you shouldn't be watching
women.
You shouldn't be watching porn anyway, or caring about women. You should be caring about coloring books and like colored pencils,
macaroni wreaths,
and other things involving coloring. Hand turkeys. You should be caring about hand turkeys.
You think I would ever stop caring about hand turkeys?
Aren't they great?
They're just the best.
I used to have to go through this whole process trying to draw a turkey,
but then you discovered the hand turkey method.
Yeah. Then Bames realized he had hands.
He was trying to draw hand turkeys with his mouth. He's putting his mouth on the paper and tracing around it.
Like, this doesn't look like a turkey at all.
He's got marker all over his face.
My foot.
Just a weird splotch on the paper. Mm-hmm. Oh, feet
he
are
put
gross.
It all around his lips and he just kissed the paper like, does this work?
It's just lipstick.
Is there any other, like, is there any kind of animal you could make by tracing your foot?
Like a bad.
Maybe like a really bad drawing of a squid if it was like an upside down foot shape.
Yeah, maybe.
But it would have really, but the toes, they're not long enough.
Yeah. Well, it's like a.
Well, you haven't seen my toes.
It's a cripple squid. Bames, do you have long toes?
Sure, for the sake of squids.
I have kind of long toes.
I have pretty normal toes, Kyle. You're a freak.
My, I guess the pointer toe, the one next to the big toe, is longer than my big toe.
Mine is like kind of just barely.
I hear that's fairly normal, but from what I can tell, people who have it the other way around, the big toe is the longest toe, they always think it's fucking weird.
I think that means you're gay.
Which one means
damn.
You're gay? The one I have means you're gay, or the one that
the one
I don't?
You have.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
So, Bames, you're not actually asexual, or like?
Well, I'm gay sexual.
Wait, what does that have to do with Bames being asexual? It's not like asexuals can't know gay people when they see them.
Yeah.
No, I mean, well, he said that if it's longer, then you're gay. And he said that he has his longer.
Just barely. I might be kind of... No, I'm not stretching it that much.
You're just... So, like, on the one side is heterosexual. On the other side is homosexual. In the middle, I guess,
is... each other out.
In the middle is asexual and bi isn't real.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is an acceptable question to just, like, ask anyone that gets on the podcast, except for Sarah, because that would probably be a crime.
And you.
And you.
Hey. You know.
What are you
also
10?
Me, because you can't treat a skeleton disrespectfully.
We're not in Sweden, Mames, or wherever that took place.
Yeah,
that, America.
That retard article made it very murky, but I think they were saying that it was different in America and that skeletons were fair game.
I can talk about all your skeleton feet.
What happened to the civil rights movement, man? I'd love to see a skeleton just getting hosed down in the street.
There's bones going everywhere.
Yeah.
I do think it would be cool if, like, there were people that were just skeletons. Which is why I think it's wrong that we try to talk anorexics out of being anorexic. Mm-hmm.
They're so close.
They got the one step down. Next step, just to get rid of all that skin.
And, like, whatever little bit of muscles and, you know, you have left. But no big deal.
I think more girls should be anorexic.
Yeah. Honestly, ladies, you need it.
Mainly because if you become anorexic because you hear me say, I think more girls should be anorexic, then I kind of think you should just be anorexic. Like,
mm-hmm.
If you can be swayed that easily, then I think you should do it. And I think you should commit to it. You shouldn't let people talk you out of it. Like, do you, you know? Be true to yourself. People are always saying, be yourself. Well, what if yourself is someone who doesn't eat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who says constantly throwing up after everything is just a bad idea?
That's bulimic.
Jesus. Hey. Didn't you take health class, or is that next year?
You know, in the middle of it. They don't teach you that much stuff in Jesus school.
The anorexos just don't, they don't eat. Do you go to Jesus school, Britton?
He just told me that a few days ago, and I was like, what?
I've made it known. It's not like
Not to me, you haven't.
I coerced.
Well, that's because I don't talk to you.
So, okay.
I don't talk to you about my school life.
What, do you go to, like, a Catholic school?
No.
So what kind of Jesus school is it?
Just Adventist.
Adventist.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
He has a religion class.
Jeebus is coming again.
So do you buy it?
No. I just go there because it's like the only good school in my county.
The other ones are all full of minorities.
Yeah.
And you know how we feel about minorities. We like them.
Yeah. But, you know, don't want to get mixed up with too many of them.
Well, we don't want to water down their environment with our whiteness.
Yeah.
I have no idea what color Britton is.
I'm white.
I saw a picture of his hand. It was pretty right.
Ugh, white. Gross.
It's pretty right.
Pretty right. It's his right hand.
And white makes right. So I read that on Stormfront, which is my homepage. You guys ever go to stormfront.org?
Nah, it's blocked for games.
Ah, damn it. I haven't been to Stormfront in a long time. I think the last time I went to Stormfront, I was reading parts of it on the show. They don't like blacks, and they don't like Jews. Those seem to be the big ones.
Expressing their opinions.
And I don't know if you've ever listened to Red Bar Radio, Mike D used to talk about Obama and call him Obongo. And I first saw that on Stormfront. So I guess he was stealing bits. You're right, Backlash.
Wow.
He was stealing white supremacist bits from stormfront.org. I don't think he knew that that was a Stormfront thing, though. I saw some great caricatures of Obama on there, though, where he looked like a monkey.
The one where he was surfing.
he was, they called him Funky Kong. have you ever played Obama Congo Jungle Beat?
Yeah, I have right here. I have the jungle controller.
Obongo Congo Jungle Beat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of not actually speaking of anything, I just want to bring this up. You heard about the new Kraft mac and cheese? Now with vanilla ice?
The Blue Box Blues? No, I haven't. With vanilla ice? Do they have vanilla ice shapes? Are you getting me a link?
I'm looking up if I can find anything about it. Let's see.
Found the
video. Oh no, he's advertising for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shapes.
Oh, okay.
With Go Ninja, Go Ninja Go.
I just want to address real quick, I was looking at the chat and Luxter in the chat was like, the fact that you visit Stormfront is the important part of that story. Yeah, heaven forbid I see text on a page. Oh no, clearly that
you
means I endorse
you fucking
it.
Racist.
Wow, what an animal. Okay, so I'm going to this YouTube video about vanilla ice.
Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go, 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 go.
Go ninja, go ninja.
Go, 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 go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go ninja, go ninja, go. Go, go, go.
Word to your mother.
Man, what a guy.
Kraft Mac and Cheese Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Shapes.
Huh.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go!
You know you love it.
I guess, I mean, I feel like the obvious thing to do with this video would be to be like, oh my god, it's so sad. Oh man, he's
really
stooped so low. I think that's the obvious thing to say about it. Like,
I think this is the high point of his career.
But I actually think, in a way, I mean, it's fucking dumb, but I think in a way, it's kind of cool. Like you could say, oh, he's stooped to this. Oh, how far he's fallen. But I mean, he fell like a couple years after Ice Ice Baby. but I think it's kind of cool that he's not like, don't talk to me about ninja rap. Like that, yeah. I think would be the obvious, like, I think that would be what you would expect from somebody in his position. Is like, I don't want to talk about that. I've moved on. I did nu metal with Korn. I'm in a different phase of my life now. I have tattoos.
Remember when the Dark Knight Rises shooting happened and Vanilla Ice just tweeted, sad?
No, I don't, but that's great. Did he tweet, no ninja, no ninja, no?
He should do that to everything that he disagrees with. No ninja, no ninja, no.
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
What a guy.
Rob Van Winkle. I, you know, I think he should do more shit like this. He could be in the position that Snoop is in, where, like, all the moms and stuff have forgotten that he used to be a thug. Although Vanilla Ice was never really a thug, I don't think.
He can't be a criminal.
Well,
the world works.
I'm sure he's committed his fair share of drunk drivings, but I'm sure he is a criminal, but I don't think he was ever like on the streets slinging drugs or anything.
He's slinging that new mac and cheese.
Yeah.
This part in Ice Ice Baby where he fell to the ground and all I heard was Shell, though. But yeah, that might have been him on Ninja Turtles.
But I think in that same song, he's like, they passed me up, confronted all the dope fiends. Like, he's like, I ain't into that drug shit. Like, they went after the real guys who do bad stuff, like dope.
Not about that life.
He's a better man.
Didn't he get, like, dangled off a balcony by Suge White or something?
I don't know.
What's Suge's name? Is it Suge White or Suge Knight? I can't remember.
Suge Avery.
James Avery. Yeah, the Shredder hung him. Similar, is a large black man, voiced the Shredder, and was Uncle Phil on Will Prince of Bel-Air. And he dangled Vanilla Ice off a balcony, I think.
And then Vanilla Ice reversed it, and he fell to his death. Rip.
And then Vanilla Ice killed Biggie. I think we need a white rapper who's, like, really gangsta and, like, kills people and stuff.
Bames. I think we should make Bames that guy.
Yeah.
Probably.
I could go for a murderin.
he barely raps at all. He just murders.
I'm just a serial killer, and I'm like, I'm the best rapper alive.
You're always getting into rap battles and just killing people. And not even like gangsta, like you pull out a gun and hold it sideways and shoot it at him. Like
murder stabs.
Like you like
I'm like Charles Manson.
Yeah.
And I'm like, check out my new rap, and it's like, you got the touch.
Like you're like Ted Bundy, you like rape them with a steel pipe until they die.
Like that man in India.
You wear like a fake cast and get them to help you with furniture into your van.
Just the ball.
Yeah, this is so baller.
He walked into some random person's house and starts like just doing his bad raps and like, I challenge you to a rap battle, and then he just kills everyone. Like I win. He claims his victory by murdering a family.
You know, I've still never seen Cool as Ice. I feel like my life is missing something because I've never seen Cool as Ice. I remember when it came out, I was a little kid and I was into Vanilla Ice at the time. And I really wanted to see it, but I never got a chance. And I've always meant to sit down one day and watch it because I'm sure it's hilarious, but I've never seen it. I know he rides a motorcycle in it and he has sweet fashion sense.
It reminds me of Moonwalker.
Moonwalker was great. Have you seen Moonwalker?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And only part of it's like a movie. Like the whole first half of it's like weird music videos that are kind of cut together with a story.
Yeah.
Like there's a part where he gets done shooting the music video for Badder, which is basically Bad but with kids. And then the kid version of Michael Jackson turns into the adult version of Michael Jackson and he leaves the studio. And then he gets chased down. He's like on the Universal lot or something. And he starts getting chased down by Claymation fans. And he's trying to hide from them. And he hides in this, excuse me. He hides in this like costuming closet. And he finds this cartoon rabbit costume. And he puts that on to disguise himself. And then he turns into a Claymation cartoon Michael Jackson rabbit running from Claymation fans.
I've seen that.
That's part of the beginning of Moonwalker before it gets to the movie part where he's a like a space alien that can turn into a mech, and Joe Pesci with a ponytail loves spiders and peanuts and wants to kill him for some reason because he wants to get all the kids in the world addicted to drugs, but they all they're all orphans and they all hang out with Michael Jackson playing soccer in the woods all day and they're just not doing drugs, and it's clearly Mecha Michael Jackson's fault. And so he gets all of his like weird robot stormtroopers to go after Michael Jackson.
Wow.
It's a great movie.
Sounds like fun for the whole family.
They didn't do it justice with those video games. They basically just did the Smooth Criminal part for the whole thing. You've seen the Smooth Criminal video, right?
Probably, but nothing that I remember.
It's the one where, like, he's wandering around kind of an old-timey bar, and there's a part of it where he's doing a dance, and he, like, puts both feet planted on the ground and leans way far over.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but nothing, like, distinct about the video. Really.
I think that might be my favorite Michael Jackson song.
Smooth Criminal?
Yeah.
I know that a family friend of my family was in the Alien Ant Farm version of the song, Dancing on a Roof. It's what I know about the songs.
I was going to say something. I forgot what it was. I'm sure it was great. Cool as Ice trailer. I'm going to watch this Cool as Ice trailer because I don't even know what it's about. I just know he's in it. And I know he rides a motorcycle and dresses fly. I'm sure there's a girl he's into.
Their values are from the 50s. Their homes are from the 60s. And their music is from the 70s.
Well, let's start chasing.
So, are we having fun yet or what?
But now, this sleepy little town is about to become cool as ice.
Oh, shit. So, he's bringing, like, funky 90s coolness into this sleepy American town full of, like, family values and stuff, and he's shaking the place up. This is, like, Footloose for my generation.
Whoa.
They've banned dopeness in this town.
Drop that zero and get with the hero.
Oh, damn.
Ah.
It's Nick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nick.
He called him a dick and then pretended he just, like, forgot his name. Like, he thought that's what it was.
I'd like to do something really well just because I never have.
You ain't true to yourself, and you ain't true to nobody. Your love can take
me higher. I want you to stay away from him.
He's not what you think he is. My brother's been kidnapped.
What we want, Jim, is a little collection on an old IOU. You're the eye, and we're the
U. Oh, shit, this looks awesome. So there's like a kidnapping subplot, and he has to play hero and save the kid?
Whoa.
And he's got bricks shaved into his head?
Wow.
You're all wrong. He didn't do anything.
Come on, get on.
How can you know that, Catherine?
I trust him, Dad.
Vanilla Ice is going to take an uncool world.
I'm the teacher, man, you're the
and chill it to the bone.
Well, I hope you like being a biker chick, because you're not going to see me or my car again.
Imagine that.
I don't sweat it on the mic, because I'm cool as ice.
from Universal Pictures. Cool as ice.
That looks dope as fuck.
Man, I think watching Vanilla Ice, my sex drive came back.
Yeah? You ready to make out in your underwear on the back of a motorcycle?
Fucking hard.
Damn. Also, Bames, there are children here.
I need to watch that at some point. I don't know why I keep putting it off. I think I saw that on Nostalgia Critic. Oh, there's a guy that needs to die.
M?
Yeah, M's a guy that needs to die.
Nice die, guy.
Hashtag dead M. No, Nostalgia Critic. Do you like that guy?
I'm not a fan. Oh. I used to be okay with it.
I guess the first time I heard of him, I was just indifferent.
Like some of his, he has like moments that I just kind of like the way he's put together some of his stuff, but he is like kind of a big asshole in the worst.
He's just so grating. That's, I think, what bothers me about him. Like, even if he was making a good point that was funny or that I agreed with or whatever, or even if it was just insightful, I think I still would hate him because he's so fucking grating. The way he shouts, he doesn't even shout with like a, he doesn't even have like a good shouting voice. He shouts like, like he shrieks.
Yeah.
I hate him. I want him dead.
Damn.
Get on it. I'm internet famous. I'm commanding my internet army to murder someone. Well,
I mean, if you're going to be internet famous, you might as well.
Yeah, what's the point in having internet fame if you can't have people taken out?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just at least once you have to do it.
Like that Silk Road guy tried to do. And then he got arrested and the Silk Road went away.
Took all his silk.
Yep. Take that, silk market.
China.
Wow, Bames.
So what do you want to talk about now, Bames? Steampunk dorks? Sexism in video games?
Let's put off sexism in video games for as long as possible. Steampunk dorks.
All right. I saw this on boingboing.net, which is one of my favorite websites because they are always whining about something. Okay, mall cops freak out over steampunk meetup and call the real cops. A group of steampunk cosplayers arranged to meet up at Westfield Plaza Camino Real near San Diego to ride the mall's Victorian carousel, which already just sounds like the worst thing. I actually think, I've said this before on the show, I actually think some steampunk stuff looks kind of cool, but to me it's almost completely restricted to props.
Yeah.
And even most of those are bad. Most of those even are like a Nerf gun spray painted brass with a gear glued to it. But I've seen like a steampunk computer that has like an actual antique typewriter converted to work like a keyboard, and like the case is made from an old radio or something. And
it, yeah,
I've seen it done really well and it looks kind of cool.
I like the wood stuff that they make out of, like that is steampunkish.
Sure.
Like stuff that looks like kind of old. But
when somebody does it really well and it actually looks the part, sometimes it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
But steampunk people are the worst. The people who get all dressed up in costumes with goggles and trench coats with gears hot glued to them and shit, and carry those brass spray painted Nerf guns around. Those people are the worst. Did everybody just go away? Well, there was a problem with this call. And my broadcast ended too. Hey.
I stopped getting like audio feedback, so I had to drop the call.
Podcast much?
The broadcast ended and I couldn't hear you guys for a bit.
Yeah, your quality is substantially lower, too. There was a problem with this call.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm currently not broadcasting, and the last time I clicked to start broadcasting, it wouldn't let me. Okay, now it appears that I am broadcasting again, but it might be real shitty. Apparently, my internet connection is taking a shit.
Right now, it doesn't say you're broadcasting for me.
Well, it takes. Oh, there's a delay, does. Bames.
Oh. Yeah, but since we're still recording, steampunk people are the worst because they are so into steampunk is probably the biggest reason.
Yeah, but I wonder, like, we talked, was it last episode or before that about Sonic people? And I'm not sure if Sonic people are the worst because of Sonic or if they're attracted to Sonic because they're the worst.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with steampunk. Like, I don't know. Like, steampunk is a neat idea as long as you don't try to make it your life.
Yeah, I mean, like, I liked BioShock, but the buck sure. kind of stops there.
I don't know if BioShock counts as steampunk, but...
It was pretty steampunky.
I don't know. I think it's a
there
little...
stuff that is literally steam-based, but...
I think it's a little post-steampunk, but I don't know. but whatever the case, these steampunk people are the worst. There's a picture of them with this article. I guess I can post that so you can see what they look like. But they never, like, they only kind of half get it right. Like, you can tell what they're going for, but they never look like they're from the period they're trying to pretend they're from. And they're always just like they look like nerds in costumes. Like, they're always real doughy. And they have, like, what they think is period facial hair, but it's really just, like, I grew...
Neck beards.
Yeah, neck beards.
This one guy just has a neck beard, and he's wearing, like, camouflage.
Oh, the guy on
that's
the...
That's like a rug.
The guy on the right that looks like he might have a trash can strapped to his back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, or maybe that's just the guy next to him's coat.
Maybe.
And then there's a couple of kids there. Because child abuse is cool.
Yeah, start them young.
And then I think there's a cowgirl. in the middle, there's just a cowgirl.
Yep.
But anyway, okay, so they all these steampunk dorks, they went to this mall because they had an antique carousel, and they thought it'd be cool to get, like, a photo with this, or a few photos, and ride this antique carousel thing. They were having an outing. But the Westfields mall cops were terrified of the cosplayers and evicted them all. Escorting them to the door, calling the cops and making them wait until the police arrived. The police basically shrugged and said, look, it's stupid, but it's their mall. The mall cops and their corporate overlords cited a variety of dumb policies in support of the action, including a ban on wearing costumes that obscured the wearer's face, which didn't describe the cosplayer's outfits, which I think is debatable because some of them are wearing big, stupid goggles, but and they've got big, like, wide-brimmed hats, but I do think that's kind of stupid. And a ban on gathering in groups larger than three, which I think is a funny rule for a mall to have, but if it's seriously one of their rules, then they definitely broke it. And a ban on photography without the subject's permission. And then they put in parentheses, the steampunks having gathered to have their photos taken can be presumed to have consented to the pictures. Sure, but there are probably other people at the mall.
Yeah. And a ban on nerds.
Yeah, basically it's a case of mall cop authoritarianism followed by the usual bland corporate doubling down. Of course, kids, especially kids who happen to be brown, already know that malls are capricious and fraught replacements for the public square. Mall cops basically hate anything that doesn't accord with their view of what a shopper should be and relentlessly discriminate against anyone they don't look like. Back when I was in high school, more than half of my school had been banned from College Park, the mall in Toronto that was across the street from the school, by sneering jerks from Intercon Security who had the full backing of their management and the mall management. I think pretty much everywhere has malls in America. Is this a thing? Like, this sounds like something straight out of, like, a movie about edgy teens. Like, I've never heard of anybody who wasn't committing crimes getting banned from a mall.
I don't think I've ever seen a mall cop in real life. Like, I don't think I have either. The Mall of America even has mall cops.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to plenty of malls in Michigan, and I don't think maybe I've seen security guards, but not like patrolling. I've never seen a Segway. Yeah, but I definitely never felt like, oh man, these mall cops are fucking out to get me. And granted, I'm not brown, but this guy says, I think this is Cory Doctorow, who is kind of an insufferable fucking twat. Yeah, it is. But he says that half of his school was banned from the mall. And that they, like, it's as if it was like a, like they had, like they were nemesis. Like, them and the mall cops were always going at it.
Yeah.
I kind of find it hard to believe that
I've been kicked off the top floor of the Mall of America once when I was 15.
What were you doing?
There's a Hooters up there, and I went there with my friends. My friends were like grabbing people's asses.
Well, okay, yeah, that's the thing. I highly doubt that if half of his school was banned from the mall, which I doubt to begin with. But if they were, I highly doubt it was for no reason. It was just for being teens. I'm sure it was because they were doing something. I've been kicked out of places before when I was a teen or in my early 20s because I would go and do like really stupid shit. Like I got kicked out of this is funny to me in retrospect, but it's also cringy to me. But I got kicked out of the local like big grocery store, like the Walmart-esque grocery store.
The store is full of Nazis, right?
Yeah. Well, that's not why I got kicked out. I got kicked out because we were running around with toy guns, having like a war in the toy department. And then we all got kicked out. Awesome. And then I went around the building. At the time, I had long hair and I had had it in a ponytail and I was wearing a hat and sunglasses. I took that off. I took my hair down as if that was going to disguise me. I went around the building, went back in the other door, went into the fashion department and picked up one of the courtesy phones that I knew the intercom code for. And then I said, "Attention shoppers, this store is full of Nazis," which is really stupid. But
it would be funny if you weren't like saying that they were oppressing you.
Well, that's not actually what I meant. I just thought it was funny to say the store was full of Nazis. But
okay, so that is funnier.
But it is also like fucking weird and cringy and douchey. But I got kicked out of that store, but I got kicked out for a reason. I didn't get kicked out for being a teen. This is unfair. You shouldn't be able to kick me out for doing all kinds of horrible things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think this part of this story is a weird digression because like the whole beginning of part of it is like they kicked out these sweet, innocent steampunk dorks. And then he goes off on a tangent about how malls hate teens and especially brown ones. He tries to turn this weird steampunk story about a whole bunch of horrible white people into a story about racism and ageism. And these are all like middle-aged, terrible white people in the steampunk group.
Yeah.
This is great too. The irony of ejecting people for wearing steampunk clothes is rich. Or no, in rich. This doesn't make sense. I don't know what he meant. The irony of ejecting people for wearing steampunk clothes, I think he meant is rich. And then colon, malls are full of steampunk inflected clothing as the commodification mills of the fashion industry relentlessly mine subculture for new looks to put under glass. So I haven't been to a mall in a while, admittedly, but are they full of steampunk inspired fashions?
I mean, maybe if you go into the Hot Topic.
Yeah, maybe I could see like some a thing here or there among all the raver pants with too many straps. Mm-hmm. But like I don't think that the mall is loaded with steampunk inspired fashions. And even if it was, the idea of like considering that some kind of like diabolical sinister appropriation of a culture is really funny. Mm-hmm. How dare you? You used to sneer at us steampunks, but then when you saw we were marketable, you started slapping gears all over your slutty Forever 21 clothes.
I have a pair of pants that says juicy on the butt, but there's just a pipe.
This is my culture, not a costume. And here, too, is another parallel to the much more widespread discrimination against brown kids who are often ejected on the pretense of wearing gang clothes, clothes whose styles have been snaffled up, denatured, and repackaged for sale in stores whose rent keeps them all in business. That one, I think, is more true, but it makes him sound like a weird, out-of-touch white guy. Like, I don't know when the last time I heard anybody seriously talk about gang clothes. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I would occasionally hear people talk about gang colors and stuff. But I don't know when the last time I heard somebody seriously talk about gang clothes was.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's a little story, like one of the steampunk dorks explaining themselves. My family, four of us, three dressed in Victorian clothing, arrived early to eat lunch before riding the carousel. We parked near the entrance with the carousel and began walking down the mall to find a restaurant. We saw two other people from the group walking the other way. We found a McDonald's, and since their choices at the mall seemed rather limited at and 1 p.m. would come up soon, we ordered our food and sat down to eat. It was only... I know that it's just a costume, it's just like a fan subculture or whatever, but it is something really funny to me about like being super serious about dressing up in like faux Victorian clothing and then eating McDonald's at the mall. It was only a minute or so later when we were approached by a security guard who said we had to leave. You can imagine our surprise. Brass is a gang color, so we have a zero tolerance policy on gang activity at the mall, so get out. We asked to see the policy and we were told we could not. We asked to see the manager, either go to him or have him brought to us, and we were told no. We were also told that they were calling the police. We were allowed to finish our lunch, but the guard had to stand over us and escort us out. While we were finishing, the other two people whom we had passed earlier returned, followed by their own security guard. They had gone through the same procedure and had asked the guard if they could come see us before leaving. Having now finished eating, we all left for the door by the carousel. When we got there, we found more people had arrived, and a guard at the door was not letting them beyond the entrance to the mall. The security guard said we had to wait outside for the police. So I don't really know why they decided to kick all these steampunk dorks out of the mall, but I kind of like it just because it's funny. Like, I kind of hope the reason was just, oh, Jesus Christ. I really hope that was it. Like, they saw these guys and they were like, oh, fuck me. can we, like, kick them out? Yeah, I'm sure we could make something up. I mean, it's private property, whatever.
Ugh, awesome.
And then they just escort the fucking dorks out.
This is an injustice.
Yeah, just... Come on. I don't understand. I've definitely said this before. I don't understand the people who pick one tiny thing and make that their lives. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand caring about a subject, even if it is something kind of stupid. Like, I understand being a fan of something. But I don't understand, like, people who... I don't remember what I was looking at today. I think I was looking at, like, bad deviant art or something. But somehow I discovered that there is such a thing as, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog convention. Like, just for Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, you guys went robot.
Oh, no.
But the idea that there's a convention just for Sonic the Hedgehog, like, it's so specific. Like, is that really who you are? You're so into Sonic that you want an entire convention to meet other people who are just as into Sonic as you? Like, you're not a whole human being if that's all you're about. And people do it with everything. They do everything. They do it with atheism. I'm an atheist and I feel pretty strongly about it, but I don't really want to go to conventions about it or join local groups and like make that my whole identity. Like, this is what I am. This is what my life is dedicated to, is not believing in God. Or like political affiliations. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a libertarian. I'm an anarcho-capitalist or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I think it's all fucking weird. But you did go robot, so I need to restart the stream.
I like Metal Sonic.
You sound like Metal Sonic. All right, I'm going to restart this thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good night for technical difficulties. I'm going to call these jerks back. Hey!
Whoa!
You're back and you're not robotic.
Whoa. So, on a completely unrelated note, Kyle, you know about Septic 5? Do you know what that is?
Septic 5? No.
Oh, yeah.
Something to do with toilets?
Yeah. I'm posting a link to the video in the Skype. It's pretty great.
All right, let's see. Septic 5.
Awesome. In all caps.
So it's someone wading through like a septic tank, putting on rubber gloves. They're covered in shit goo and shoving stuff into a pipe. shoving shit goo, presumably, into a pipe or taking it out of the pipe. What are they doing? They're completely... Oh, now they've gotten down so you can see their face, and it's covered in Bames' wrestle mask.
Wow. It's a superhero. Yeah. What's
that? Shit, man.
So is he just taking, like, a shit bath?
It's good for the skin, I hear. You know,
he's
too
wearing
bad
a full
none
body
of
suit.
His skin is there. It'll probably seep through.
Oh, only his lips. The worst place.
Oh, don't worry. It gets greater, Bames.
I like the look on his face because it's like I can't read it. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know if he's loving this or... Oh, there he goes. He went under.
Right under.
Oh, and he's come back up. He's wiping his eyes off.
I like how you say he comes back up like he goes down there forever.
Yeah.
He could stay down there.
And now he's wiping his face off.
Yeah, you don't want to get pink eye.
Well, so I don't know if like he loves it or if like this was some kind of weird challenge to himself.
The antiseptic tank challenge. Record this song. Put it on YouTube.
Now he's rubbing it on his head. Oh, and it's dripping down into his face again. He's gonna have to wipe his face again.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want pink eye. Why is That's just not this? Fun.
Oh, he's gone under this time. He went face first.
He's just having such a fun time.
But he doesn't look like he's having a fun time.
Oh, he just loves it. Well, you don't know that.
I can see his eyes in his mouth.
But you can barely even see his eyes in his mouth.
You can tell my expression through my mask.
Well, Bames, you're smiling and you're not covered in shit. Also, you're giving a thumbs up.
So is there some kind of backstory to this or is it just this? Does he just keep going in and out of the shit stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is this septic 5? Is there a septic 4? Is this like the fifth one?
I think we should crowdfund for septic 6.
Well, when
it's
you
a feature-length documentary.
I assumed it would be like a hero team and there would be like 5 dudes.
That's what I was thinking, like a band, the Septic 5.
Yeah.
Maroon 5.
But it's just
the
one guy.
The only place you can go to see their like concerts is just the sewer.
Is there a Septic 4? Why is it called Septic 5?
You know? Well, you know.
You brought this thing to my attention. You're supposed to be the expert.
I don't even know, man. I just found the video and I'm like, that's great.
Well, it was
this
real.
Guy,
it was real
he
cute.
He knows what he loves and he does it. And I think that's great.
Oh, you didn't post it for everyone to see. I guess they could have Googled it.
I posted it earlier, like a long time ago.
Oh, like a long time ago. Okay, so they've already seen it.
This is being recorded, right?
Presumably.
So write it down in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is being recorded.
I can post it again for all those who didn't see it.
Septic 5, everybody. It's a dude who likes to, I presumably likes to dunk himself in shit. Presumably shit. I can't say for sure that that was shit. It might not have been shit.
Kind of like chorizo.
I bet his lips are so full.
What is that mask that he was wearing normally for? It did look a little bit like Bames' luchador mask. But like more...
Bames' luchador mask gives too much chin. You don't want to wear a chin mask.
Sure, the chin's the most sensitive part. You don't want to get shit on your chin. On your lips, your eyes, that's fine. But your chin?
This doesn't come with sunglasses either.
your strings on the side or the sombrero.
I bet he has...
He should have worn some goggles if he didn't want to get pink eye.
I bet that guy has rain sticks.
Full of shit.
No, just regular rain sticks. Like he goes home and he listens to his rain sticks to calm down after an intense shit dunking session.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say about that because I don't even know what he was doing. Like I don't know if like he did this for sexual gratification or if he did it to like prove something, like he's a badass or.
Look how cool I am, guys.
Or if he did,
I spent 3 minutes in a septic tank.
Or if he did it just to make like a weird internet video or like, I don't know. I don't know what any of it means.
You know, no one does. And I think that's the best part.
That you like the mysteries in life.
Yeah, you know.
See, I've never
sometimes,
been.
Sometimes you just got to be like, accept things for what they are.
I've never been one
about them.
I've never been one to appreciate a mystery for its own sake. The only thing I like the only time I like a mystery is when there is a solution to it, and I can eventually know what that is.
Kyle, maybe you can be the one to solve the mystery of Septic 5.
I would love
Agatha Christie, award-winning author of Septic 5.
Do you have contact info for this guy? I could get him on the show to explain himself.
We should find this man.
The next episode of Sherlock.
Hey, Septic guy. My name's Kyle. I do a very popular internet radio show. We had 11 live viewers this week.
Sorry, my headphones are short now because of the shit.
I'd like to help you. I really like what you're doing. I don't understand it at all, but I would really like to promote it and help you get the word out about whatever it is that your intention was. So please come on my show.
This isn't an email.
Prestigious guest.
This is like a letter. You print it out on your own letterhead and mailed to him.
I'll just mail him an MP3. I'll just cut that out of the show and mail him an MP3. In a letter.
Kyle, age 8.
On several floppy disks. It'll be like a multi-part RAR file.
I'll send him an email in bright red font.
Well, that's just...
Size 72 font.
That's just how I email people, Bames. Don't make fun.
Oh, hell yeah, he's dead.
What if this guy is dead? What if he died from all of the septic videos?
That's really sad.
What if he died because, like, he got shot or something?
That's really sad, you guys. That's a human life. Don't make fun. Like, that's...
What? He was in a gang?
He's a hero.
I love doing this.
He's a hero.
Look at this.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just not disputing like, that he's a hero. I'm just... What if his gang, his posse...
Just like when
and they are the Septic Five. Maybe it's his band, and they're also a gang.
Just like when a gay kid kills himself, or when a celebrity, or when a celebrity takes too many heroines and they die, this guy is a hero if he's dead.
I think Obama should give him a Medal of Honor.
I think that was Obama.
It could have been. It's hard to tell. I didn't see him unhinge his jaw at all.
Well, he already keeps keeping his mouth closed. I mean,
that's
you gotta be sanitary.
That's actually the only way I can identify Obama.
Yeah.
Whenever I see him on TV or something, I'm like, who is this guy? And then he unhinges his jaw.
Chris Rock?
He eats a whole pig in one swallow. And I'm like, oh, it's Obama. And then Michelle Obama comes by and, I don't know, says, I'm a Yeti. Because she's huge and monkey-like. Stormfront.
Mm-hmm.
I go there all the time. Well, this has been a great show.
Yep.
I think we really solved a lot of problems. I think we fixed the steampunk problem. The Vanilla Ice problem. The shit guys problem.
Yep, we fixed it.
Yep.
You'll listen to this.
Skeletons.
That's
solved. Skeletons have been solved. You can all relax.
No more skeleton problems.
No more skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with skeletons.
They've been moved off to their own planet.
Post-skeleton society.
I'm now supported by a system of fluid-filled bladders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm-hmm. So, I think
Starfishkin.
I think that's the end.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Britain, sing us out.
No.
Come on, man.
I heard him singing.
You can't be like, oh, I was in the choir and then never sing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll check you next week.
Bitch, wait till you see this dick. Ayo.
You didn't show out the "Hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear."
Okay. Well,
Jesus Christ, memes.
Look at my dick. The Yin Yang Twins.
Wait till you see this dick. Hey, bitch. You know?
Okay, I'm ending this for real. You guys are just saying words now.
Oh, I thought you already ended it.
Bye!